A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on a Friday, June 30th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gift Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about Dr. Nkosana Moyo's 2018 presidential bid.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu. Of course, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the entry, or is it the second coming, of Dr. Nkosana Moyo.
The former industry minister, Nkosana Moyo, yesterday launched his 2018 presidential campaign bid in Harare, opting to stand as an independent in a campaign he said would end polarization.
Moyo launched a new political formation, the Alliance for People's Agenda, or APA, which he said will not be a political party, but a movement driven by a growing determination to remove the ruling ZANU-PF party from power in next year's polls. Some leaders of the social movement, such as hashtag this flag, have also announced that they will be contesting next year's elections as independent candidates.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hamawadiwa nasi, itilauti tinge tichi taura ne zvema shoko akaturwa nevaimbo vagurukota muhurumende ava Mugabe, Dr. Nkosana Moyo, ekuti vachange vachikwikwidza musarudzo dzegore rinouya, vakazvimirira kunyange hazvo vaine bato ravanotivo it's a social movement rinenge richiunza vanhu vakawanda pamwe chete kuti vakwikwidze musarudzo idzodzi, vachitiwo havasina kubatana nemamapato aripo anopikisa. Tira kunzwa kubva kwamuri imi vateereri kuti munoona sei nyaya iyoyi. Gibbs.
Ibambe zuru ndaba lichona njani lapha likona kona ngapo tindakapa siyaphila sivili. Iye utaba egudwini namhlanje ludaba lokwa Nkosana Moyo. Uyamazi udokotela waphuma kubandla leZANU-PF gijima sivili. Uthe sephumile kwampana ke uMongameli Robert Mugabe wathi indoda iphumile leyo ngoba iqolo layo kayiqinanga kangako. Kodwa ke nxa kunjalo bakhona abaningi abathi uMoyo wenza kuhle kakhulu ukuthi aphume kubandla leZANU-PF. Konapo lapho ayi umphathi ntambo wezamafektali. So bamjayela ihlombe kakhulu ngakhonoko. Kodwa kube khona abanye bathi ungavele enyathela udaka la engazani injani ingcolile. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lukamnumzana uNkosana Moyo. Kuzobuya ke labanye abe hash flag aba hashtag leyo kuthiwa i-this flag. Liyakukhumbula upastor u-Ivan Mawarire ukuze kube lokugijigijimisana ezidithini lapha. Ukuthi labo bayafaka labo kuthiwa ngama-independent candidates. So sifuna ukwazi ukuthi abazimele bodwa bayakwenza njani kunjalo kumfundi.
For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are of course talking about the road to the 2018 general elections. Many political formations are being formed. I think by my last count, we might be nearing 60 opposition political parties or challenging President Robert Mugabe, who has been in power since 1980. And of course, Mr. Mugabe turns 94 next year on the 21st of February, but he still says he wants to contest the elections. But the question is, with all these opposition political parties, what are their chances that they can unseat President Robert Mugabe? And some of the opposition parties have been planning to form grand coalitions. But Mr. Mugabe has dismissed those grand coalitions, saying that they are not going to work, and he will continue to rule Zimbabwe. Gibbs.
I think right now we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Lloyd Msipa, who is an attorney by profession. I think he's linked to the Alliance for People's Agenda. We'll hear from him. Mr. Msipa, good evening and welcome to the program. Can you hear us, Mr. Msipa?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening. How are you?
No, very fine. How are things?
No. So, just enjoying the little bit of sunshine that is coming through here in the UK.
Excellent. I think a person can start rolling right away.
Now, Mr. Msipa, of course, we are talking about this new baby, the so-called Alliance for People's Agenda, or APA. How significant is this in the politics of Zimbabwe?
We need to look at this from a historical point of view. Over the last few months or years, in that our traditional political parties have repeatedly failed the people of Zimbabwe, whether it's the Liberation War Party or the opposition parties, they've repeatedly been failing the citizens. The citizens have been putting faith in the traditional parties, but nothing has been happening. So it's the citizens who have said to themselves this time, look, we are not going to carry on relying on the bureaucracy, which is in traditional political parties. We, as a people, we are going to change our own destiny. So when people like Dr. Gosana Moyo come into the fray, all they are doing is they've listened to what people are saying. And people are saying, forget political parties. Let us go into this and restore power back to where it's supposed to be. Because remember, from a political point of view, politics is traditionally supposed to be power is supposed to be in the citizens of any particular country. So when political parties usurp that power and make it their powers and make elections completely irrelevant in the power dynamics, you know, we've got a problem. You cannot exactly remove ZANU-PF through by force. But at the same time, going to the elections as a traditional political party, you will find that you may win the elections, but you will never change that into power. But the citizens themselves, if the citizens decide that this is what we are doing, we are taking our power back, and guess what? Those are the people best positioned to defend whatever they have taken, the original, you know, where power is supposed to, you know, reside traditionally. That is what is happening here. Mm-hmm. And what is unfortunate is that the traditional political parties are not reading into this. You know, they are busy using the old arguments that, hey, these guys are going to split vote. You know, why doesn't everybody line up against, you know, behind Morgan Tsvangirai and so on. So let's look at what is happening. There's politics in Zimbabwe is reaching our woman.
Gibbs. Now, Mr. Msipa, it appears as if there's something here that is confusing a lot of people. So this Alliance for the People's Agenda, is it a party or is some kind of social movement? So is Mr. Nkosana Moyo going to contest under that or as an independent? Let's nail it now.
What is the mistake most citizens are making, or most people are making, that they're looking at the term independent in its traditional sense. This is a hybrid structure, a structure that strangles the fine line between a formalized institution and the citizen. So if you are looking at the independent as your traditional, was it the former Dawaningi Stole and all the other guys, this is not your traditional independent going there and saying, look, vote for me as one person. This is bringing in, giving the buy-in from the citizens. The citizens themselves are the ones that are going to drive this this project. They are the ones that are going to say, look, it is time to get the Zimbabwe that we want. How do we get the Zimbabwe that we want? How do we get a working Zimbabwe? First and foremost, before you get the Zimbabwe you want, you identify characters, persons, personalities that will be able to drive the vision. People with capability, people with track records, people with personal lives that reflect what an order society should be. You know, professionally, personally, not politics for the sake of politics. So if we are going back to basics, the family institution, that the how the family institution reflects on the state, the morals, the legalities. See, if we don't get it, if we get it wrong at the family level, that means we get it wrong at the national level. So we are going back to basics. That is exactly what is happening here. So the citizen is taking that power back and saying, look, society is supposed to be ordered and structured in this way. And this has been a long time coming.
But the bottom line is a political party, Mr. Msipa. I mean, let's not try to define things in very complicated language. A political party is a political party, period. So maybe you are
voting
that
person. If you're going to look at the legalities of a political party would have to be registered or be acknowledged by the commission in Harare. In this instance, what we are saying is that this is an individual going to the people. They are not going to state institutions or structures. They are going to the people and say, the people, look, you own this project. Drive this project. Its success and failure will depend on the citizen of Zimbabwe. So what does the Zimbabwean citizen want? They want a better life. What is a better life? Food on the table, a man who's able to go to work and come back and get rewarded for that work. Day-to-day structures, what we call a normal, functional society. That's what people want. They are tired of sitting in queues in the banks. They are tired of working for nothing. They are tired of all the abnormalities that we see in Zimbabwe happening every day. You know, where we have a central bank when we have no currency of our own. You know, those things that we have now normalized in Zimbabwe was actually abnormal internationally. So the citizen is the driver of this thing. Forget about your traditional political party. This is not a political party. This is a citizen's movement. The citizen will drive this. The citizen will call the shots. This is about servant leadership. It is not about chef. This is servant leadership. The servant in this instance is the leader.
Thank you. Thank you. And it sounds very, very academic. I still remember somebody who wrote an academic paper on servant leadership. Mr. Msipa, and you are going exactly that. Maybe people will understand that. Let's proceed.
Mm-hmm. I think you have a caller.
Yeah, I've got a caller. Umnumzana Kumbulani, kunjani?
Happy.
Yeah, akuchoke Kumbulani. Yeah, sesibuyile futhi kuhlelo lapha ku Live Talk. Sikhuluma ngakhona ukuthi umnumzana uNkosala Moyo uthi ufuna ukwengena presidential election. Ukhetho lolu kambe angalunqoba yini kumbe uyasikhuluma umuntu omdala?
I am born with a
role. Ungena kwakhe wena uthini ngakho? Ungena kwakhe kona.
Hayi, ngingena ngangena mabe ukuthi isifula sokuzayo ngokuthi abantu bamthakazelela oro ukukhona ilo sizo oyabe elalo ebantwini.
So ke kodwa wena ngombono wakho ubona ngani wenza into enhle kumbe uyilahlile la?
Uyenza into enhle.
Hayi ke siyakuzwa ke kadisa ke khonapho ngoba kula bantu abaningi abafuna ukungena. So phosele ukugcina khona.
Mina ngithuma engena ekuthethini kumele esiza abantu ma ukuthi yabe lesifiso ma engasiza abantu kuyabe kurayi.
Awoni ke siyawakhulu ke khumbulani kuna ngapho egoli ungatinela kusasa.
Eh lami yabona.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Yeah, so that was Khumbulani is in South Africa. He's saying it's good that he has entered the race because he may actually help people, you know, people are suffering. So if he has got some good plans, so be it. Yeah. Maybe one vote there, right?
Indeed. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the entry of Dr. Nkosana Moyo. He launched his presidential bid yesterday. He says he's going to challenge President Robert Mugabe in next year's presidential elections. But of course, the question is this a social movement or is it a political party? Gibbs was arguing that if it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck.
It is a duck.
It is a duck. let's go back to Mr. Msipa. But Mr. Msipa, there was a recent survey that was done by the respected Afrobarometer, which said that what most Zimbabweans want is actually a grand coalition of opposition parties to challenge Mr. Mugabe. But Dr. Moyo is saying he wants to go it alone. Is he not going against the grain?
I don't think Dr. Moyo at any given time said to or said he was going to go it alone. If you listen to his inaugural speech yesterday, he said that what is important right now, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter how good you are in politics, as long as the country is not united in common purpose. I mean, how long have we had a situation where the opposition sits in one corner, 2 minutes later they're talking of a national vision, some kind of coalition. 2 minutes later, they throw it out. So there is no unity. At this point in time, Zimbabwe is a very polarized nation. So the first port of call is to unite the people of Zimbabwe. You cannot unite political parties if the people themselves, who are the components that feed into the political party, are not united. It is not possible, you know, and this thing that the political culture which fits into this disunity, that Munakapinda, Habudi, you see, politics should be about get a chance, if you don't make it, move out, make room for the next person. But if we have a situation where somebody says, look, this is my God-given right, and mind you, this exists across a political divide, whether it's opposition or it's the ruling party. So that culture in itself will never lead to a united country. Because one says, look, I haven't had a chance to be a state house, so you cannot count the years that I've been leading this political party. And the value systems that are being used are the same values that Dr. Moyo ran away from or when he was asked to become the minister in ZANU-PF. The values that speak of nepotism, the values that speak of corruption, the values that speak of people who join, who become leaders and don't hand over power. So these values exist today in the opposition political party. How then can you lead or become part of a united front with those kind of values still, you know, obtaining? It doesn't make sense. So he's coming from a different, you know, this is a different ship. This is servant leadership. He is saying, look, guys, let's look at this whole thing all over. Let's build this thing from the bottom up. But guess what? It is not ours at the end of the day. This is something that belongs to the people. So let's throw it back to the people. Remember 1980, the elections in 1980. If you remember the euphoria in 1980, the Bob Marley concert in Rufaro Stadium. It was a people's vote. It was a people's celebration. That is where we need to go back to. We need to go back to the fundamentals, the basics. Elections are not won by political parties. They are won by citizens competing amongst themselves, not the other way around. So those are the values we need to look at. So you cannot say, I want to be part of a united political outfit. That is upside-down values. It doesn't work like that.
But it's not like Dr. Nkosanamo has not been in politics. He's a former minister. He quit, and some say he fled the country. And why should he come back now and act as if he's the Messiah when there were some who have been fighting ever since he left?
Guys, we need to acknowledge one thing when it comes to the politics of Zimbabwe. The reason why Zimbabwe is in the situation it is today, it is because Zimbabwe has been in election mode since 1980. Mm-hmm. The moment we complete one election cycle, we are busy preparing for the next. We finish one election cycle, we are preparing for the next. So politics has always been the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. With, you know, the other narratives, the economy, you know, and social narratives, have never had a chance to play out. So that culture of politics being the elephant in the room can only be watered down by bringing in technocrats, people who are not going to focus on Gurawan, Waifirizo, Gurawan, Popoma, and so on. They are going to focus on what we do about the youngsters sitting on the side of the bridge in Lobengula or in Mufakose. How do we get them to become productive, so that we feed into the national economy? That is how technocrats would think, professionals would think. You know, how do we turn a situation that is bad around so that it becomes productive? It will not be about power retention. Technocrats do not speak up to power retention. They speak to production, to results. If you look the world over, most countries are now appointing technocrats to lead, to take up positions of leadership, to control, because politicians, whatever their intentions are when they come into power, eventually, as time goes on, power corrupts. All they now focus on is power retention. So power retention is what has been happening in Zimbabwe. We go into one election, we move on to the other. We prepare for this one, Chapeza 2018. Mode, opposition, whoever is ruling, another mode, next 5 years. So this is a welcome break. This is a breath of fresh air. Let's look at what this man is offering. Let's look at what, you know, how we can support him. You know, let's just buy into the vision. The most worst thing Zimbabweans we can do is keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different outcome. Let's change the way we do things. You know, let's give this man a chance. Let's give this narrative a chance.
Okay.
And remember, this narrative is not just for Zimbabwe. It's not for Nkosanamo himself. Mm-hmm. This is a national vision, and everybody's welcome to buy into it.
Okay, Mr. Msipa, please just hold your thought there. We just want to quickly take another caller to stay on the line. Vamoyo, Makadi.
Nothing, Makadi, go, Baba.
I want to get it.
Regai tini ni muri yese Zimbabwe kada kuti vai ndira kuti ndazikurusa mufundisi moyo wechechi nauri kutaura ino yaka naka munoona nhaya ndika ndiye kuti panhu yezimbabwe Zimbabwe ndiyedi patikarashika katikavarairwa muri kuona hama dzinopinda idzi dzinawo mavara akaita semapira hakuna zvadzinotiitira tikafananidza politiki nemachechi anowanda munyika machechi ari mambo wedenga politiki inoita vanhu vashoma shoma kuti vakwavo vagonopa vanombovhara Saruzi wote wana mko sana moya wa nivangu vya suwari kula ya niwishi hii take flag wali kuya wa vana nivangu kutiva nivangu ya Zimbabwe wala mko Istanbula saka inadendu kutuzi nisi kutiva nivangu ya nisi makatira chao tiba sirani pa na hei ya kutia atira ambi wana nungu ya wa shindi wita utawudai 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 asukuti apane nisi wana itila wana ya Zimbabwe wala fani wana vaya wana utika na machini munu kwa machini kuna munu wakono wili ya nae kana mko fana mkubani msikana ukavimbu kawana umu wawia nasa shisha mita ya zimeshini anokuti yanga kubata mapepa saka ndaku kurudza kuti vane Zimbabwe ngatimuke itichenjere nekuti nyika indiye tikaita madiro tikavarairwa tikangoti vese vepapinda tinovatevera nyika iyi atisi takaigona iri kwechinda mudundu tikatambura zvikuru saudza kuti ari kuya hama dziri kuenda pachokwada tikavanzi pamari handisi kuda kuti tirashe vanhu veZimbabwe nekuti nyika iyi ndiya mwari nyika iyi ndiye vane Zimbabwe vanhu vakawanda kutambudzika ava vanhu vakuya vavazochinja tine vaba kutira pafoni akutira mashoko akana bati pane planisanoyaunolekitira vane Zimbabwe ati nawe kuzikuti vana veZimbabwe tekai nekuziva kwamakamba nokuti vanhu vakawanda vari kuuya vaprofesa awandisa mapata awandisa munyika yezimbabwe
vamoyo
asi
Vamoyo. Timbo kubatei muromo. Asi, pane chakaipa here kuti vanhu vaumbe mapato awa. Handizvo here zvakari kuitwa hondo kuti nyango vamoyo vakati ndakutangawo bato rangu vanongotanga vakasununguka.
Aiwa, nhau yekutora baba Zulu inhau yakanaka bati. Nhau iripo ndeyekuti iza nhau yekutsvaga kudya izvi ndizvo makaro murupanzwa. Pari zvino ndipo ndekuti vanhu ngavabatane vese musoro pamwe chete nekuti kana mwana umwe mazvake mazvake vane vedu tinosvika kuupi nekuti kana tikaita mazvake mazvarika handinouyai nhema zvakafana nepati iri kuuyayo iyi haiwani kana mapesendi anosvika 1% hanipanzwa kunodzira kuti inhau irangokanganisa reform platform yakanaka kunodzira kuti nhau iripo ndeyekuti vana vezimbabwe makaterera pastudio 7 manirano iri ndimunhu wamwe anoda kuti uri kudizei nditi ngatibatane tizive pokuvhotera kana tikangosabero tikati wauya wauya tinongonakirwa nokuona maadvertise kana kuona mapamflet akapondwa kuti vote for ningi nyika itikatiradza tiiwina vanhu vakachema wakava nenhamo zhinji isingazvino kupera muzimbabwe handiri mutoona izvozvizvi baba vangu vachitoti mapurazi ose ngaatoidei itori pulani yekuti vatore mavhoti ose akuti kuti imimi vakuru nevamwe mapati makuru anomutsinda atinoziva munofana ku mira zvine simba nevamwe vose musabuda mukati menzvimbo dzavo ava vanobuda vese vakabva kupi 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 vana vamoyo avo kana iyo ndiri vamoyo but hazvitibatsiri tida kuti nyika iende mberi ava vanozozviita kana mumakonte tovaona vakawanda vanongova vachirasha vanhu kuti vanhu vasagona kuti nyika igone kubudira iende mberi ndinandiwomo mashopiwa ndiro zvichinomubvunzere
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamoyo regai torava muvateereri
aiwa tinotenda chodenga venemanirano tinongotiwo mwari odenga akadai akaropafadza mashoko iwawo tikuti amen haleluya
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru amen to that tatenda Gibbs, what our caller Moyo from South Africa is saying is that he sees these new players as Trojan horses. He says he thinks that way forward for the opposition is to unite and challenge ZANU-PF. If they don't do that, they will simply divide their vote and lose.
Yeah, lapha ke silemlaizo lomningi blessing ku Facebook lapha si live stream akona VOA Studio 7 VOA Indebele le VOA Shona. Remember we are live streaming right now VOA Studio 7 VOA Shona and VOA Indebele. So esindebele lapha silontunga Ncube uti hayibo asimjahanga ke lubaba aso bantwana thina abancane ababanjwa ngebhuku elincane. Then Sibanda Frank uyakhuluma lo Sibanda Frank lapho uthi cha asimvoteli lubaba nangikhuluma ngokuthi kugrawundi sikhohle ngayo angethi ibumbulu lo thina hashtag asifuni ibumbulu. Then Fairwill Mhlahlandlela Ngwenya siyakuzwa Ngwenya lapho khona kula ngapho uthi Mlobi kunzima ukuvotela lawo amaqhude azimele wodwa amaqhude azimele wodwa you know what it is independence then okaluthuli kaluthuli ukuthi cha bakamntokazi abahle lo muntu lilanga lilunga leZANU-PF khumbulani ukuthi wayengapi kuzobuya ke uThamsanqa Nasibanda Thamsanqa Nasibanda ngawutshona njani lapho khona khona ngapho uthi sikadele ngamatsotsi asozimvotele kasozathole lutho khona i-one seat never sozafayithola kuzobuya upro d uthi sizamvotela ke ubaba unkosana ye siyamuzwa kakhulu lapho then umlotshwa bheka impilo uthi yes he's got my vote so tuzamnika ivote kunobana so then kuzobuya lo Ndlovu Priska uthi this is the man who will take our country forward ye khonapho ke cingwane siloba bulakson chabuza lakson chabuza kunjani
ngiphelele futhi kunjani
ayi ngiyaphela kakhulu so akusitshele Dr. Nkosana Moyo uyangena kwezepolitika la so ke uthi uzangena kukhetho lukamongameli so wena uthini ngakhonokho
mina engivote ukuthi sikhathele futhi ngempisa ezigqoke izikhumba zemvu ulo uNkosana Moyo usekuzanu-PF and namanje imisebenzi yakhe kithi singabantu besindebeleni siyazi ukuthi imisebenzi yakhe ayenzayo lokhu engaphansi kwezanu-PF lapha uyaphuma ezenza sengathi umuntu oselomuzi wakhe kodwa yonke inyama hambe wayizingela uhamba ayisarenda emzini omkhulu khongale kwezanu-PF so olwethu usekelo siyintsha asezimbabwe ngeke aze aluthole
aha elikwesaba kakhulu kwini Mr. Chabos kwini
La ubuyile uSimba Magoni ngalana umnyaka sengiyibitse ngilibala ukuthi uSimba Magoni
uqaleni
la isikhathi 2009 ya ubuyile uSimba Magoni sengumuntu edaye sengise ngimewedwe mama bangu kusile don't part sakugijima sayilandele emuva siyinto seZimbabwe mabangu kusile kodwa ishile kungakasi sasala semnyameni lamanje semnyameni so la unkosana na unkosana moya akahamba ozama kwenye indawo Kithi siyinja kukangeke size simlandele sile.
Ah, so siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Mnumzana Lakson, siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Okay.
Yeah, ube lempela fike enhle. So that is Mr. Lakson Chabuza. You're saying that, you know, they are sick and tired of these people that just come and try to get their votes.
Mm-hmm.
Because this has happened before. You mentioned the name of Mr. Simba Makoni of Mavambo Kusile Don Party.
Mm-hmm.
Says he followed him and he voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
But then, the opposite of the name must Kusile.
Mm-hmm.
Kusile means stone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he says he left people in total darkness,
mm-hmm.
because nothing happened. You know, you still remember there was that kind of 8% that he got
mm-hmm.
from the presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
So he says if he was not there, maybe Tsvangirai was going to win or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very sad about such developments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mr. Msipa, are you still on the line? Mr. Msipa?
I don't know if we got cut off. Mr.
Msipa? Mr. Msipa?
Unfortunately, I think we are having problems with that line. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Dr. Nkosana Moyo, who said yesterday he was going to challenge President Robert Mugabe in next year's presidential elections. Some people are saying that his entry will only divide the opposition vote. Those who are backing him are saying that they need a breather of fresh air. So we want to hear from you, Zimbabweans. What do you think about the 2018 presidential elections, Gibbs?
I think we've got a caller. Mm-hmm. He speaks Shona. His name is Jauza. Mm-hmm. We can talk to him there.
Va Jauza Magadi.
Biofara Magadi Zim.
Aiwa Tiripo Edu Tipeo Pungwa Zim.
Yeah, Pungwa Zamu Zekutizo. Awa Rukuda Kupinda my election.
Mm-hmm.
Sarakanda pasina shamwari zvinokwasa kuti pamari hapana kutonga kwatingaita nyika.
Asi kaivo vari kutonga vacho vane mari varungobawani.
Vamwe vakabakare vakapedza kata kudo vamwe vanotanga panyuwani vasati vakuba.
Saka imimi ndiani vamuri kutsigira manje tichitarisa sarudzo dza 2018 dzacho.
Kwezi zvitongotsigira tsvangira ikando vano zvatozvira.
Saka vane begere vatsvangira manje.
Awo vane shamwari dzogona kuti pamari kuti tonge nyika yeZimbabwe.
Asi ka indirona sekuti Zimbabwe yacho inenge ine hupfumi hwakawanda, mangoda, platinum, vanokwanisa kurima vanhu zvekuti haingatombodi rubatsiro rwekunze uko kana zvinhu zvichifamba zvakanaka. Handizvo here zvinofanira kugadziriswa, pomiswa nyaya dzehori idzi?
Zvehori izvo zvakato zviri kuti hazvisa kufamba nyika. Hello.
Taura henyu.
Zvekuti vanhu vari kutora mari vasingakwanisi kubata nyika zvakanaka ndozvokukonzesa kuti nyika iwire pasi izvozvo.
Saka vanenge vapinda mune zvematongerwo enyika vamwe ava pane chakaipa here vajauza tirikuona vamwe vachitaiwa hazvina kunaka, asi kamwe anoti ndo zvakarwirwa kanyika izvi kuti anenge afunga rwake rwendo anongodaro simuka woti ini ndatangawo bato rangu.
Hazvigoni nyika ngaitungamirirwe nemari vanogona kutungamirira nyika zvakanaka.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vajauza.
Zvakanaka.
Aiwa, tinotenda, tinoti murambe muchitifonera tichimbokurukura.
Aiwa, maita henyu.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Ewoi.
Gibbs, that's there is Mr. Jauza who is insisting that if you are poor, you should not even attempt
to contest.
To contest. He says, this game, we want people who have the resources, or at least people who have friends abroad, or who can actually bring in investors into the country. And if you are poor, sorry.
Don't do nothing.
Don't even attempt. But he says he begs Bogen Changirai.
Yeah, we've got more messages that are coming in on Facebook. And, you know, we've got Apostle Midian too. He says, phone me now, you guys. I want to talk. Then I've got Timothy Stiva. He says, I'm listening. He's listening, right? And then Martin Siwe. He says, daydreaming. You know, this guy is an independent candidate. And unfortunately for Zimbabwe, we've got that kind of experience. Remember Simbamakoni? Then we've got Justin Shoko, who says, hello there, guys. We love you all. Then Livingstone Flexus Masango says, you know, they're laughing out loud, yeah? Where else have you had a president without a parliamentary representation? How will he get his bills passed through that kind of assembly? And then Ebony Stanley says, another Macron. You still remember Macron in, you know, in France, yeah. Then Livingstone Flexus Masango says, you guys, I can't hear anything. I think he may be having some problems there. Maybe somebody has to fix it. Then Norman Vusumuzi Sichela says, hi, can you please make a plan for people who are abroad or in neighboring countries to go and vote in Zimbabwe next year? So he says, yes, seen some people from other countries doing the same, you know. Then I've got MJ Inongube who says, Kosanamo is very suspect. Then we've got Fidelis Tankara Chimombe, who says, Dr. Nkosana Moyo has clarity of the job that needs to be done, and is equipped from his previous professional jobs at regional and international level. However, the big question is, can he win the election? Who knows him? Who knows his past? We want to know all these things. So, blessing, people are just asking lots and lots of questions. If Mr. Msipo was still around, maybe he was going to ask, you know, he was going to say something about it. I don't know whether you've got something on Vio Shona.
On Vio Shona, of course, we have Onisius C. Muzezewa, who says, Atimu votere, atidivana mcheka dzafa. Aka tiza, aka nojigasu nuna, aka mirigwe makungwa, vanhu vachitambura. Onisius Day saying that, you know, he won't vote for him for allegedly fleeing the country at some point. And Charles Tsungu says it's a ZANU-PF project, Simbamakoni and Dabengwa style. Those are some of the feedback we are getting from some of our followers on Facebook.
And Moken Kumalo writes, another spy, you know. Then what David Chateka, who says, hello guys, my understanding is that Nkosana Moyo is a party called APA. You know, the Alliance for the People's Agenda. And then Gerald Muzonzi says, this is a game theory. So I think people are looking into this very much, you know. They want to know what is going to happen. You know, Zimbabwe has been having elections time and again, and nothing seems to be moving in terms of the opposition. Sometimes they are defeated and they claim that they've been robbed, you know. So do you have any caller there?
Not at the moment, Gibbs. But maka sununguka amadiwa kuti munge muchitifonera kuti tinzwe kubva kwamuri kuti munoona sei takatarisa kupinda kwa kwa Dr. Nkosana Moyo musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika varotoda kukwidza muna 2018. Vamwe vari kuti aiwa vanopikisa ngavaumbe mubatanidzwa, vamwe vachiti aiwa aita chake ndihomba rume siyai aite. nekudaro tirakunzwa pfungwa dzenyu imi vatereri nekuti ndimi munoenda kunovota asi chinokurudzirwa nevanhu vakawanda Gibbs inyaya yekuti kana poitwa sarudzo pasaite mhirizhonga violence.
We are lucky we've got another caller. Abel speaks Shona.
Makadi mkoma Abel.
Handibedi makadi kwa Europe.
Aiwa isu tiri nani muri kupi?
Ndiri ku South Africa Temple Park Joburg.
Oh ku Joni uko.
Ndafara zvikuru mautsipa ndakafunda nawo kuchikoro.
Oh kupi manje kubva inona kupi?
Kubva inona high school.
Ndoko andakadzidza kai.
Gore ripi?
Kuma 93-4.
Ah, isu takaita tobva kudhara.
Mama tobva handiti pamba china vanhembere headmaster.
Baba na Musa.
Oh, handa utombowaona ndakaona paya na vanhembe manje.
Ya, vanhembe vanga va ndombo vanga vabva va Musa.
Okay, ha saka ndamba ndaziya ka kuti ndopa chikoro pangwa.
Safara ndokuzidziwa. Ndopinda muchirongo here ndi commentawo zvandoda kucommentawo.
Taurai zvenyitinzi.
Inini ndinopogana nenyaya yavamoyo. Vanga vakanyarara nguva yese. Vachidya mari vari muno South Africa Cape Town kwavanga vachigara uko. Asi nhasi uno wouya voti ivo toda kuti vaite president wenyika. But isusu hativazivi kuti vakabva neipo vamoyo. Vakabva kuzanu PF. Hati munozvoda. Vabva kuzanu PF. I think kuti vachiri kushandira vachiri kutienda pamwe chete nezanu PF vanaa. Vese vana mai mudzuru you should not trust them. Because vanhu vachangirai vakarohwa vakaitwa humiliate mukati menyika nanhasi vachirungonetswa. Hatiti munozvoda. Saka ava dene vanga vari vanhu dene vaenda as collusion. Kuitira kuti nyika ifambe nokuti iye zvine zvi zvatiri kuno kusouth africa kunoko tiri kutonetswavo. Asi hapana zvatingaita tiri munyika yobhotedi. Tiri kukora tichinetswa kuna mapurisa kunoko hani munozviona. Pane mamwe mavhidhiyos atiri kuona ari kunetsa muzimbabwe mapurisa achinetsa vanhu achirova vanhu hani munozviona. Saka ivo vamoyo vachona vanozotibatsira sei kana vanga vakahwanda zvavo vachidya mari hani munozviona. Hazvina kumbonaka izvo vari kuita izvozvo. Saka isusu vhoti yedu hativapi. Tichava vachangirai vanga vanesu nguva dzese tichitambura.
Asi ka pane chakaipa here nhai mukoma Ebo kuti vamwe vapindewo kamudariro?
Hapana chakaipa hacho but nguva yacho yavada kupinda ndonguva yacho yaipa yokuti vanoda kuti vaite vapinde vakuona kuti zvinhu zvakunonaka hani munozvoa. But nguva yese vanga vari kupi vanga vakanyarara. Vanga vari kupi ndo zvatoda kuti izvozvo tikavabvunza izvo kuti vanga vari kupi vachakutaura kuti vanga vari mumahotera vachidya mari sezanupiyei idzo dzamapesheni avo dzavaipawa nezanupiyei. Hanu munozviona.
Ya.
Saka inini hangu ndokumbirawo kuti mazimbabwe zvese vanga vakanditeererawo vachiwa zvandotaura ka ngavaise vhoti yavo kumunhu ane people hate heart. Which is President Morgan Tsvangirai MDC. Ndiye munhu watoda kuti apinde. Chekudai vakati haana kufunda. Chekudai akati vakafunda. Hazvinei kufunda kwomunhu hazvirevi kuti anotadza kutonga nyika kana kusafunda kwomunhu hazvirevi kuti haatadzi kutonga nyika. Anenge ane maadvisors ake vachimubatsira kuti apa todai apa todai. Takazviona isusu pakaitwa GMU kayayai. Nyika yanga yafa. Isusu taitogara tiri pamabhengi tichida kuti titore mari. But pakangopinda vatsvangira zvinhu zvakavhunaka. Unozviona. Which means munhu ari capable kuti adi aise nyika forward.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Abel.
Alright, maita basa modza vamusipa vandiponderafu.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nditavaudza.
Alright, maita basa.
Tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs.
So what was the thing there?
Essentially he said that Dr. Moyo is coming at the wrong time. He feels that they are nearing the end and he is coming in as a spoiler. So he's saying that what was he doing outside the country all along? He, of course, says he's backing
Morgan Tsvangirai and he thinks people like Dr. Moyo might actually split the vote against.
Yeah, now I've got some more messages that we're having here, Blessing, and one of them is from this guy, Mtembo. Mtembo says, bekukuhle kakhulu nga uxoxisane lamanye amabandla. Anjenge court, the coalition of Democrats. Kumbe inera yonangwayo. Kanti yena wenzelani ute ayenze yedwa. Pela kangene kwabanye. Enganye nguyo ngono asikwazi kodwa kumele adlelane labanye abantu. So, what this guy is saying is, you know, you should have joined the Coalition for Democrats or the National Electoral Reform Agenda or any other political party, you know, so that something could have been worked out in order for them to unseat ZANU-PF. Then, uMncube uyakubhala futhi lapho uthi, ulungile ma ezancintisa, kodwa asimthembi kangako ubaba we ubaba uMoyo, ngoba wake waba ku ZANU-PF. So, according to Moyo, they don't trust him. They think he has been in ZANU-PF, and so, you know, if ever you went into that party, you seem to be part of them, and so they don't trust him at all. So then Busani writes, ukhanya ngazani uthunywe ngumongameli Mugabe. Mina angeke alinuka elami ivote. So what this guy is saying is that he cannot vote for Mr. Moyo because he suspects that he was sent by Mr. Robert Mugabe to actually come and disturb the kind of vote for the opposition. So who do you have there?
Of course, we have Harry, but of course, some people might want to know who Dr. Nkosana Moyo is. He's got a very long CV. Dr. Nkosana Moyo, Nkosana Donald Moyo, of course, he has a PhD in physics, BSc honors in physics, MBA. He's the founder and executive chairman of the Mandela Institute for Development Studies. He also served as the Chief Operating Officer and Vice President at the African Development Bank from 2009 to August 2011. He was the Managing Partner and served as the Senior Advisor of African Arctics Capital. Of course, he served in Standard Chartered Bank, TA Holdings, Botswana Capital and Arctic Capital, World Bank, and Batanai Capital Finance. I mean, he has a very, very long CV. Tinemwe mtereri mkoma here, Rivaru South Africa. Magadi mkoma here.
Tilofara magadiyo.
Aywa, tiripo, tipeo funguwa zenyu mkoma here.
Luda kungo tauro on my view pa niyaya ya wa moyo. Chokutanga maonera angu ndrugu tenderana newanu warukutawara kuti wawu ya pa room time. Time ni ya uwa ichai titikanda kutarisa nguwa ya sara kuti my elections aitwe. It's too late. Then again, vanungati nzvisise ikutikana tichitaura kuti itakuda kuisa ma other ideas. Let me take it for example. Mr. Biti wakabuda me MDC wachiti watangere wataza kutunga mirira. But if we look into it, he was in the executive of MDC. Everything chai finalizwa. He was there supporting. But after that, he will come out saying, I know he's failing to lead. Leadership, I see now we kuwe nekudzidza maningi like the president aripo. People are suffering, but the president is well learned. It's about wisdom, not being educated. It's about character, not all those things we must look at. So Mr. Tsvangirai vakagadzira CV ravo, character yavo is approved. So for Mr. Moyo to start working on his character and people believe in him, there is no time. Because like on Tsvangirai to as an example, vanhu vari kutarisa character yake kwaabva, and now they've got confidence. It's like urikuda kuti musikana ndokuda obva ati ndokuroora next week. It's impossible. She must have time to learn kuti munhu ari kunditi anondida uyu, is he serious?
I want to note that
we can see it on this time, but for him there is no time. for people to comment on him, it's too late.
Tinotenda mukoma here. Sorry kungoti vatereri varikuda kupinda muchirongo vanenge vati wandi sei saka taangoti gaga. Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
Yes,
mupote muchindifonera ho. Thanks.
Tinokufonera tinotenda. Gibbs.
Yeah, mnunzana pekisipo kunjani? Pekisipo unjani? Baba pekisipo uyangizwa na?
Nyaguzo.
Ye, uchona njani pekisipo?
Hai, uche nkosi, kunjani?
Hai, mbichana, ye, natutaba futi, sesu pinda hapa, utaba, luka mnunza nukosa na moyo. So, wenoku ngezu
kutu? Ya, ya, umoyo le, seki nye chana.
Mm-hmm.
Ya, utata machana, su, gaba mvote, la wangani waki, gaba mvote, repati. Mena wama nye, ya, choli vuta.
Uh-huh, inda.
Udhile la pavega za kona, yonke indio gati moshangala epehile. For all those years, epehile, utugia moshangala la zanga kulume nengi. Ubuya manje, ngeku wazi utilu mundu lo, utu nyeo, utu indio, tela la pavantu baya bambana la. Akusame la ugu tutole ugu timeti, singa chola manye ama supporters, ibandale, ama bandale, ama bandale, anga chola bandabane. Umbanu nga mtemba lo mundu lo.
Katembagali.
Umundo nje ngomoke nchangirai. Nchangirai safate lote. Washaywa. Wafagwishazo. But still, loko ea pambile kubia kufunu kubonita abantu basi Zimbabwe manjani. But free. That is the man I can trust.
Aisi, akoso kakulu ke Pekisipo. Ikutisika sasambile. Unwa tina lakusasa.
Mwongile kosa.
Yes, mwongile kakulu. So, Mr. Pekisipo says, no vote for him. He can't vote for Mr. Moyo, unfortunately. Says he trusts Mr. Tsongira Yenwe.
Rikaitende kuna mkoma Mamboma, ndi mkoma Donald Dera.
Ndi mkoma Blessing Mrise.
Aiwa, tiri boy, tai gaga mkoma Donald, ndekuti nasi mafone arguirira unga amen.
Ndeda ngoti rangu wa doktor ngo sana wasa tipezi rangu wa. Nokuti hapa kupeza ngo wa kuripachena mkoma. Uye kushandisiwa kuda kuto viringiza urongwa uripo. Sinano chakata sika isi. Rangaria zao tanga na tunana Shakespeare ma yako mashure kwa na lagi don tonga na baadhi wengine kushandisha wanungo api ya kaya kusika towards mjini violations ane mungu ana wengine wetu wana remember wana wana tonga na maga sombo hata kwenye Shakespeare ma yako sombo mungu dunu zewa kuto viringa urongo ene coalition ni kuda kuto na kuzama kuto viringi za coalition even coalition ni ase mupa changu na mbo karanga itrasa sana ingawa mirewa sana.
Asika mkoma Donald.
Atunga trustimo mkatimo.
Mkoma Donald, apana chaka ipaka uti vanwa atange mapata awoka na vasinga wirirani ni maripu wacho.
Aywa, bato rawa awo, zia varambizi utanga. Asikuti chaka shata nite kuso, dakuto mataurida varu kita, awa kita laiki, ezifi yondo anu wisisa kiesu, waka vashimbo yeti, waka boss zanga uko ya kuso ya sunza naka. Zangu naka kaisi. Voda usungu tanga uziringiza kwa hivyo pachata confusion wangu wachata wakuma ndevele pachata tribalism to wako pachata zosumuka zungu zimtauru mchazo zinzo
wa
wako zoto peka dokta ngozana noti ndewe edu wanengu wa shita sote wane video sao pamo yu yet no andi so ngaba gare kumba kwa wajirima
ae watunuti enda kumkoma Donald
kani mwa posta shiti wakato kone waku even kutivelo pa mchazo wakumbele ngwako kaka njika wanga ze gona
tinuti enda shukuru mkoma Donald.
Alright, mkoma blessing mata basi.
Tinotenda shukuru Gibbs unana.
Yes, leo mnuzana ke uspan ndo sekuma ni baba mtaweni kunja.
Hayi yapila tube unjani?
Hayi mbichana spanda, isikati sesiphelile posela kuba.
Ye, mina ngithi unkosana moyo ulungile ukuthi angene eringini ya contest. Laba bathi unkosana akanga contest ngabantu abafuna unqindezela abantu.
Aha.
Unkosana moyo ulelungile lokuthi ancintise njengawonke umuntu abavotayo yibo abazakhetha kuma ideas amaningi abuthelelweyo ngamacandidates amaningi okunika abantu iwide choice from which to choose which candidate they want as their president. Ndaba bathi omunye uright ngoba wake wachaywa. Hayi, akuvotelwa muntu ngenxa yokuthi wake wachaywa. Sifuna ama-ideas akhayo. Imistake esayenza ngo-1980 yonke i-vinyl record yayihlatshelwe ayesithi bamugabethete. Yiyo futhi esesiyibona kathi sizwa abanye besithi abantu abanye ama-opposition izizibi. manje njoba behle benciphise abanye bebayise kangakabe ngazi baphiwe intambo bangaphiwe intambo ke sizakhala futhi
hayi
siyabona ukuthi libe limfonela lami ke ngifake yami imbiko ngiyachiseka nje ngezinto enhlala ngizizwa la
hayi kulungile senze njalo mtaweni
ye ngiyabonga ukuthi isikhathi sesisifitshane
ye hayi sibongile kakhulu ngabudinga kusasa
ye siyabonga.
Yeah, so blessing, that is Mr. Swanda. He was calling us from Johannesburg. He says, you know, it's okay for Mr. Moyo to come into the stage, you know, because there are some people who are said to have been beaten and all those kind of things. He says, you don't vote on the basis of somebody being beaten up, you know. He says, you have to listen to people's policies. You know, if a party has got some kind of vision for the country, that's what we want. So, and he believes that this guy is going to deliver, you know. He's really confident in him, you know. Yeah.
And of course, for those sports enthusiasts, there is a match currently underway between Dynamos and Vantu Rovers. Dynamos is leading by 1-0. It's in the 65th minute. It's being played at the National Sports Stadium. I think Nasi nyaya tuku tarisa nde kupinda munezve matongerwe enyika kana kuti kudzoka kwavankosana moyo nekuti vankosana moyo vaimbenge vari gurukota Gibbs vachizobva vabuda vachita vawirira neivo nematongerwo anga achitwa nyika navamugabe asi iko zvino izvi vari kuti vakudzoka vada kukwikwidza musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika inova kodzero yechizvarwa chose cheZimbabwe munhu anokwanisa kutanga ke bato rake tirikurudzwa vanhu vari kutaura zvakasiyana siyana vamwe vari kuti ndizvozvo asi vamwe vachiti aiwa nguva yesei vanga vari kupi asi vanhu vakasunungukawo kuti vapinde muchirongwa chedu vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo isu hatina watinotsigira zviri kuvanhu
kunjani
tinopa munhu wese a platform of course we did try to invite Dr. Nkosana Moyo on this show tonight but unfortunately he had a prior engagement but we hope next time you'll be able to come and actually sell his ideas to the people we did try just unfortunate today
right let me read this message we'll take this caller. Donald Jaya says, we need a united opposition to collect maximum votes in the coming elections. It seems like no one has a clue on what they want in Zimbabwe. The most dangerous people in Zimbabwe are the educated elite. That's a statement, right? And then Mehluleli Moyo says, Mr. Moyo is totally lost. I think we've got a caller on the line. Should be Shumba or Chuma. Can I talk to him, Shona?
Shumba.
Chuma, thank you.
Hanzi ninge ya dona nari yao asi tinofunga kuti tichaidza kuti tinge tichiva bata for those of you who are just joining us this is Studio 7 Live Talk we are coming to the end of the show almost but of course we are talking about Dr. Nkosana Moyo who has joined other players to contest next year's presidential election. Gibbs, do you have
Yeah, we've got some messages here that I'm going to read. One of them is from Busi, who says, you know, can you guys call me right now? Ngicela lingifonele ngifisa ukungena ehuhlelo ngikhulume ngalokho. Kodwa ngikuzwa enhlizweni yami ngizalitshela. And then Opri Moyo says, kambe nxa umoyo ngelabandla lezombusazwe, ngibona ngazani kuzamhlupha kakhulu lokho. Kumele aqale ayenze ibandla lezombusazwe engakangeni konoku afuna ukukwenza. So what the Opry is suggesting is that Mr. Moyo should come clean in terms of having a party, you know. He says without that kind of party, he's going to face a very torrid time. So it's going back to the issue of independence, whether they can make it in Zimbabwe or not. We've seen some, you know, since independence, with Margaret Tongo, she was one of them, and several others.
Jonathan Moyo, recently Themba Mulisqua.
You see, so they win. So, but they doubt that a person who is an independent can contest in the presidential election. Wait and see.
Unfortunately, Gibbs, time is not our best ally. And I think we have to end it here. There were problems here and there with the phones, but many people were calling. Of course, let's continue this discussion on our Facebook pages. There's the English page. the Shona and also the Ndebele pages. Let's continue to discuss. We want to hear from you. We want to thank our guest this evening, lawyer Lloyd Musipa, based in the UK. Unfortunately, we had problems with his phone. Thank you to our viewers, our listeners, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.